You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell. And today we're breaking down something that shows up in all of our kitchens, fruits and vegetables. More specifically, how much pesticide residue is actually left behind on the produce we bring home. Every year, researchers analyze tens of thousands of samples of fruits and vegetables to help us understand what carries the highest pesticide loads and what has the least. Their findings help everyday shoppers make informed choices, especially as more people shift towards plant-forward or fully vegan eating. Today, we're looking at the newest update to the Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen. These lists give you a simple way to lower your exposure to harmful chemicals without stressing over every single item in the produce aisle. Before we jump in, remember that I'm not a doctor. Everything we talk about today is for educational purposes only. Always check in with a healthcare professional and keep an eye on your levels as you make changes to your diet. Let's start with a big question. Why should we care about pesticide residues at all? Decades of peer-reviewed studies show that many pesticides are linked to hormone disruption, nervous system damage, developmental issues, and long-term health risks. Even after produce is washed, peeled, or scrubbed, a surprising amount of residue can remain. This year's analysis looked at more than just whether pesticides are present. It also considered how toxic these chemicals are based on animal studies and long-term data. The researchers found that more than 75% of non-organic produce carried detectable pesticide residue. The truth is simple. Organic food can reduce exposure, but organic is not always accessible or affordable for everyone. That is why these rankings matter. They help you know where to prioritize organic when possible and where conventional produce is typically low risk. Let's start with the good news. These items had the lowest pesticide residue among all 47 tested, also known as the Clean 15. The 2025 Clean 15 lists include pineapple, sweet corn, avocados, papaya, onions, sweet peas, asparagus, cabbage, watermelon, cauliflower, bananas, mangoes, carrots, mushrooms, and kiwi. Almost 60% of the samples had no detectable residue at all. The top Clean 15 items rarely carried more than one or two pesticides, and many tested extremely low in overall toxicity. Bananas and cauliflower joined the list this year, with bananas ranking especially low in toxicity. So if you're shopping on a budget or you're prioritizing where to go organic, these lists give you plenty of safe options. Now, let's look at the produce with the highest pesticide residues, also known as the Dirty Dozen. Spinach, strawberries, kale, collard and mustard greens, grapes, peaches, cherries, nectarines, pears, apples, blackberries, blueberries, and potatoes, plus bell peppers, hot peppers, and green beans. Almost every sample of these items had detectable pesticides. Many carried multiple chemicals at once, and some contained substances that other countries no longer allow. Potatoes were especially notable this year because most samples contain a sprout-preventing chemical that Europe has already phased out. Blackberries entered the list for the first time after testing revealed an average of 4 different pesticides per sample. This does not mean you need to stop eating these foods. Instead, it means that if your goal is to reduce pesticide exposure, these are the items to buy organic when possible. Pesticides stick around because they're used at multiple points in the farming process. Some are applied during growing, some after harvest, and some to prevent mold or sprouting during storage. Researchers found traces of substances linked to hormone disruption and developmental harm. They also found insecticides, once considered safer replacements, that now show evidence of affecting the nervous or reproductive system. One concerning issue is how pesticides are regulated. Government agencies typically evaluate chemicals one at a time. But in reality, most people are exposed to combinations of pesticides every day. Studies show that mixtures can be more harmful together than individually. Children are especially vulnerable during pregnancy or early life. Several major medical organizations recommend using guides like this one to help reduce exposure. Here's the good news. You don't need to fear fruits and vegetables. A diet rich in produce is still one of the best things you can do for your health, whether the items are conventional or organic. The goal is not perfection, the goal is balance. Here are a few simple tips. Wash all produce under running water before eating. Frozen organic options can be cheaper and more convenient. Use the Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen as a guide, not a rule. Prioritize organic when it comes to the Dirty Dozen, especially if you're cooking for kids. At the end of the day, eating more fruits and vegetables will always outweigh the risks. The Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen are powerful tools for informed shopping. They help all of us choose produce with confidence while staying mindful of health and sustainability. If you want to explore the full list, check out the link in our show notes. And if you learned something today, share this episode with someone who cares about healthy, conscious eating. Thank you for listening to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell. Stay curious, stay compassionate, and stay inspired on your vegan journey.